Welcome to Mastermind with Maggie. Maggie Chula is a psychic channel for the Akashic Master Teachers. Together, they are experts on spiritual healing and helping you connect to your source of light, your soul. Join in a mastermind. Resolve your problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps that empower you to create your life in partnership with your soul wisdom. Problems can be on any subject: health and well-being, relationships, spiritual, emotional, or your connection to your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy. Join in the discussion. Mastermind solutions to problems. Create goals and action steps. Then move forward to a life full of possibilities. We invite you to come with your problems and leave with a plan.
Welcome. Welcome. I'm so happy you've taken the time to join me today. And today I'm really excited because we have a special guest, Miss Catherine Glass. And our topic is, can anyone learn how to become a psychic or a medium? So do you ever wonder what it would be like to be a psychic? Or maybe you've experienced things that are strange and crazy out of this world? Have there been times when you know something would happen, or you had a sense of dread or a feeling something isn't as it seems? There are others that are just so emotional right now, they think they're going to just cry their hearts out. And it's this love for mankind and the feeling of that just overcomes us and we become very emotional. So let me assure you, everyone is born with psychic abilities. And for some of us, the extra senses that are associated with being a psychic are more pronounced and harder to hide. Yet almost every one of us does learn how to tune out our psychic senses as we learn how to belong within our social network. But I'm very happy to welcome Catherine Glass. Catherine is a professional certified psychic who was born into a psychic family. And while Catherine was born a medium, she's also taken extensive training to hone and develop her skills. And we're going to discuss some of the trainings we both have that have empowered us to work within this field. Catherine will also share information on the classes she's offering you right now to help support you in developing your psychic skills. So we'll open up the phone lines, and the number to call is 202-570-7057. Call us. Together we're going to mastermind and offer potential solutions to help you selfly explore your own psychic development. So welcome, Catherine. It's so good to have you here.
Thank you, Maggie. It's delightful to be here. We are reunited once again.
I know. Many people might not know this, but you and I were both together on Angel Talk Tuesday, which is also a part of OM Times.
That's right. It's a wonderful show, and it's all about channeling.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm really happy to be here, and I just, you know, would love you to just ask me anything you want about, you know, the topic about training and versus, is everyone a medium? Are only some people mediums? Do you have to be special to be a medium? All of that.
Well, right off the bat, I do have a question because it's always intrigued me that you come from a multi-generational family of psychics. So for so many of us, that's a very intriguing thing. How did you know? I mean, did you know your family was different, or did you grow up feeling everybody's psychic, you know?
Yes. No, and yes. I had a very, now in hindsight, you know, as I got older, I recognized I had what might be called an unusual family or a bohemian family or an open-minded, spiritual, truth-seeking family. My mother's mother and father, my grandparents on my mom's side, were theosophists. They were members of the Theosophical Society, which is about seeking truth beyond the seen world. And it's not a religion per se. It's more of a spiritual path. And the anthroposophists. Then also, I'm related through my mother's side, through my grandfather, to Ralph Waldo Emerson. I'm his cousin, and those of you who are familiar with Emerson, wow. he's a big truth seeker, and beautifully espouses, so much about the human spirit and the journey here on Earth from the perspective of spirit. And so, yes, I come by it honestly, that is fair to say. My grandmother was indeed a medium. She did not practice professionally by any means. But, you know, funny stories I heard growing up were, you know, my mother would tell me, because my mom had a Ouija board in the house and tarot cards and astrology books, and she was an astrologer.
Wow.
My dad was an astrologer. I grew up with Fate magazine lying all around, but I never really paid attention to it consciously. She wasn't, you know, at it every day. She was actually a very respected voice and theater teacher at university at Yale and SUNY Purchase and various colleges around the country.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, University of Washington. But when
what
I was
a remarkable
small,
family.
Yeah, pretty unusual. And my father was like this genius astrologer. He was very, very good. Like, we used to call him a wizard. He was very good at it.
Oh, so, God, I would have loved to have a wizard for a father.
Well, I chose well, Maggie. I believe we choose our families. I believe we choose our families that we incarnate into. And
yes,
we belong to a soul group. And I believe I chose well in this life so that I wouldn't have to fight or have obstacles to do the work that I know I was put here on the planet to do. And so I was born a wise, knowing child. But my mother never pushed me on it. She would tell me how she used to beg my grandmother to do the Ouija board with her. And my grandmother would say, but I already know what they're going to say. Like, she doesn't even want to bother with the Ouija board. But she never explained anything after that. She just told me grandma would say, I always know what they're going to say. So she didn't expand upon it much. But I'll tell you I want to tell you a brief, interesting story that I heard when I was very, very small. So, a true story from my life, and I started to understand and deduce this. You know, when we're born, we come into a family and we pick up the vibe of the family by being in the energy of the family, being in the ambiance of that vibe. If you're born into an alcoholic family that's full of stress and strife, you become very astute and on your toes and guarded, whether you know it or not, because it's a natural way to be. You're braced for anything, a fight, you know,
right,
an abuse, something. So when I was small, my mother also did used to tell me that, you know, she would read to me and I would tell her what's going to happen on the next page in the story. And she'd say, you're psychic, she would say. So she acknowledged it. I heard the word psychic, but I was young. I was 4 or 5. I didn't ask her what that meant. She'd just say, you're psychic.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
So anyway, sadly, when I was 6 years old, I just turned 6, my 17-year-old sister died. She caught an illness, and she was gone in 3 days.
Oh, my gosh.
It was, I think, meningitis is what they deduced. But very sad passing, of course, for my mother, my family. And I remember my grandmother was living at the time, and she was actually living with us. And I remember I shared a room with my mother at that time, at that age. And I can remember my mother in terrible grief, sobbing on the bed at night. And I was over in my little bed, and I wasn't asleep yet. And I'd hear my grandmother channeling my deceased sister for my mother. And my mother would be sobbing and saying, but why, and how, you know, why did this happen and all of that? And my grandmother was talking as if she were my sister, saying, it was my time. I had to leave. I had to go. You will understand, you know, as time goes by, Mommy, I'm sorry. Don't cry for me. I'm not in pain. And she was just going on and on. And on some unconscious level, this must have permeated my awareness. And I didn't think of it consciously for years. In fact, the story just popped into my head now as I'm sitting with you. But but I was witnessing.
Thank you.
I was in the auric field, the vibration of that story. And I don't know, Maggie, in your journeys, the people you've met, but fellow mediums that I have met, they come from all walks of life and all different backgrounds. But a lot of people who are extra sensitive or mediumistic or have abilities creeping up in their life or have known about it all along, many of them have been very close to the other side in one way or another. Mm-hmm. They've had someone in their family died, murdered, whatever, passed, and something happened, and that opens the connection stronger to the other side through the veil. And that, I believe that openness stays with that person throughout their life. And if we're talking about choosing our incarnations, maybe there's no accident that they go into the work of, or the study of, or even the hobby of developing their metaphysical, psychic, and mediumistic ability.
Wow, Catherine, that was amazing. I totally agree with you about so many of us have that connection to the other side in some way. I just know that one of the, maybe it's also because it's the people that are connected to me, we tend to be a group of people who were not honored or it wasn't something that was acknowledged.
Right.
Yeah, and you certainly didn't want to develop this, you know, from my family.
So you got the message, don't go there, it's evil, it's dangerous, or it's a sin, or whatever.
Right, it's evil. Yeah, actually, the message that it was evil. And so I suppose that's why I've learned so well to, now I'm learning to take all those cloaks off, you know, that cloaking thing we do as kids. But coming from your side, I just find it so fascinating because I know you do also have children. And so I'd kind of like to talk about this when we come back, because I know you're here and you've got some classes that you're teaching, and there are so many people who are wondering about their own children. How can I help them acknowledge that this is a good thing to have, that this is something that can help them create health and well-being in their life, to express
absolutely.
Natural part of them.
Oh, yeah, I'd be happy to. I work with my sons a lot on this. So
yes.
I'd be happy to share.
Okay, good. Because as you know, we have commercials, and so we're about to take a commercial break. But I really do hope that you all come back and join us, because Catherine has a lot to share. And I, for one, am looking forward to hearing the rest of, or some more of your story. So come on back after the break. It will be fascinating.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatesPR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Are you stuck? Have you tried over and over to stop an addiction, let go of self-sabotage? Do you have anxiety attacks or anger issues? Do you want to stop, let go, breathe? I can help. I have a 9-step spiritual healing path program that will lead you towards attaining balance and well-being in your life, body, and mind. Contact me. Go to MaggieChula.com and learn more. I'm here when you are ready.
Want to know some fun facts about colonoscopies? Colon cancer is 90% preventable. A colonoscopy can detect and prevent colon cancer in one fell swoop. But here's a not-so-fun fact. Lots of people are so uncomfortable even talking about a colonoscopy that they never get one. If you're 50 or 45 for African Americans, get screened now. Maybe even earlier if you have a family history. To schedule a screening today, visit StopColonCancerNow.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Mastermind with Maggie. And today we're talking with my special guest, Catherine Glass, who is a professional psychic medium. And our topic is, can anyone learn how to become a psychic or a medium? Now, Catherine, I was just fascinated by the fact that you do, as you said, come from many generations of spiritual seekers. I thought that was a wonderful way to put it. And that you knew about these abilities, but let's say they weren't shared with you, that they were different than others. So for you, being a medium was just something that was, or a psychic was just something that was a part of you? Yes.
I mean, you know, well, all I know is I knew I felt different on the inside, as I felt more mature than most of my friends. I felt like I knew something about life more than they did. It's the only way I can explain it. Like, I always had more compassion, for example, from grade school forward. You know, when young girls can get cliquey and fight with each other and stuff, or a new student would come to the school and kids will be a little bit, you know, closed off and checking the new kid out, and they're not welcoming them with open arms. I would always be the one to go over and say, "Hey, you know, I'm Kathy. How are you? Where did you come from?" I'm talking from third grade on, second, third grade. Very sensitive, very aware of others' feelings, both sad and happy feelings, knowing how to play the energy to make harmony wherever I went. And this developed into being sort of the counselor mediator role for most of my girlfriends in junior high, when girls start doing the, "She said this and she said that, and I'm not talking to her because she said this." And I would listen to both sides, and I would communicate separately with each girlfriend, who we all loved each other, but two would be fighting. And I would bring them together. And this transpired into, you know, my mom was teaching at colleges, and she would often have students at our home for rehearsals. And inevitably, you know, I was 12, 13 years old, and one of the female students, who was then about 19, would start chatting with me. And I don't know why or how, but they would open up to me and tell me about some trouble they were having with a boyfriend, and I would be counseling them. And here I am, 12, 13 years old, never even had a boyfriend yet. But I would have these wise words. I don't know where they were coming from, except the higher realm, somehow, spirit or my soul from lives before, something. It was intuition. It was direct knowing what to say in the moment and how to help heal people, is the only way I can put it. And I've just been a healer my whole life with that way. Now, it doesn't mean that I haven't had my struggles. I'm not human. I'm very human. I have an ego. I get fearful. I get insecure, all of the above. But there was always this extra bandwidth that I was operating on, which could precognate what was necessary in any given moment in a situation or a conversation. And I think that's some form of mediumship or psychic reading.
Yes.
And then it developed when I became a massage therapist and an energy healer. I was drawn to that world, and that opened up a practical way in a set structured time to be with a client, to listen to them, to be present with them. And then I was off and running. I was counseling, healing, and I began to train. So yes, I took a lot of training, probably 15, 16 years of classes, and I still take trainings occasionally. You know, I'm in a certification program right now for mediumship with a wonderful couple from Wales called Accolade Academy. And I've been to Arthur Findlay College in Stansted, and I've trained with John Holland and all kinds of mediums. And the psychic training I was in for 5 years in Long Island called Awakenings. And I went to the Barbara Brennan School of Healing for 4 years to become a healer. But it was all very high integris training, you know, very good training, and Reiki and all of that, because it's my passion. And when I'm in class, I'm a sponge and I'm on fire, and you can only keep benefiting by learning, is my philosophy. So it expands your gift, it grounds it, it anchors it, it gives you longevity, it teaches you how to use the energy with integrity, and, you know, it's important. And it also helps you build your confidence and trust your gift.
Yes, very good points. Absolutely. So in the work that you do, or in the teaching that you do, have you found, I know that in the classes that I've taken, I've found that I do absorb what is taught, And then some of it just kind of naturally it doesn't work with me, you know?
Mm-hmm. I end up, because everyone has different propensities, right? Or different rays of frequency that they vibrate with. So, you know, you might go take a fashion design class and really love one style that you learn about designing for yourself, but no, I'm not attracted to that at all. I'm not going to even design that. So the same with psychic training. Some people really love psychometry, holding an object and tuning in, and they immediately are able to see or know or sense information. Me, psychometry, I can do it, but not so much. I'm not really drawn to it. You know, it's not my thing. Some people love the tarot cards. These are all tools. You know, paths are many, truth is one, my mother used to say. So different paths, even in the psychic mediumship world, there are links and paths and ways to open that up, but not everyone is called to the same way.
That was going to be one of my questions. So thank you for your psychic ability.
to precognate what you were going to ask.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the other thing. I just want to say really briefly, Maggie, to our listeners that, you know, those of you out there that are walking through the life and saying, oh my God, I resonate with what she's saying. When you are just knowing, you don't even always know you're being clairvoyant. You could be in a conversation with somebody and everything that's coming out of your mouth is so what they need to be hearing right in that moment. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if you're lucky, they'll let you know, oh my God, I can't believe you're talking about this. I was just thinking today, ABC, and here you are saying ABC. So you could be channeling or whatever, you know, cognating, knowing, seeing, hearing what that person is needing in that moment and not even recognize that you're being intuitive or psychic. And it's only, this is now we get into everyone can do this because we all have the equipment. I believe we are all as humans wired with intuition. And some people have clairaudience stronger, that's hearing. Some people have clairvoyance strongest, that's seeing. Some people have claircognizance strongest, that's knowing. You just know. You don't even know how you know, you just know. It just falls out of your mouth. So those are things that you can take to a training, a class, an experienced mentor or teacher, and develop them like lifting weights at the gym. Practice, practice, practice.
Practice, practice. And you also shared something that I think more and more people are realizing, that energy is a part of it also, right?
Because we used to think it's everything.
I mean, it seems like in the media and everything, you are an energy worker or you're a psychic or you're a medium. And I've really found that we're all sort of pieces and parts of the whole.
Absolutely. I started as an energy healer, massage therapist. Yeah. So when I would put my hands on people for massage, Maggie, I would start getting information about them. I'm working on a knot in their shoulders and they're starting to cry a little bit and I'm seeing their mother. And their mother, you know, in their life and psychically picking up, not necessarily a deceased mother, could have been, but I'm seeing mother. So I'll ask them, you know, how's your relationship with your mother? Oh my God, it's horrible. We had a horrible fight 2 days ago. And there's the knot. I say, okay, so breathe. Let's go into this knot. Let's look at your mother. Let's have a conversation with your mother. So then I notice I'm doing hypnotherapy sort of like, so then I go train in hypnotherapy and it just one thing linked and led to another. I was so guided, you know, and then the energy healing got interesting and I saw Barbara Brennan do a demonstration and I was weeping. I said, oh my God, this is my teacher. And I went to her school for 4 years and that's when the channeling opened up, learning how to connect with spirit guides and look at people's energy fields. It's from the energy field of another human being that you, the psychic, are getting the information that you're reading. Mm-hmm. Their energy field, their aura, the spirit guides that are with them may be also giving you information telepathically. Your own guide team is giving you information. I mean, there are so many levels and layers of what's happening. It's multifaceted. And yet it's so exquisitely simple and pure when it's happening.
Yeah. No, there is a train of thought out there that psychics and mediums are totally different. So could you, as a psychic medium, help us understand what does that mean to be a medium? If people want to be a medium.
Well, first of all, I'm going to correct that statement. They are different uses. They are different uses of a bigger umbrella. Every medium is psychic. And I think that all psychics can develop mediumship. Now, the argument is some people say everyone is, all psychics, all mediums are psychic, but not all psychics are mediums. There is a train of thought out there that believes that. I believe that if you're in the psychic world long enough and you're working psychically, you will get glimpses or hits of mediumship. Whether you choose to pursue it and develop it or not is up to the psychic. They do cross over. They do blend together. They even train us at Arthur Findlay College, which is sort of the Hogwarts of mediumship in our world at the moment.
I love that.
They say, they say you can go in on a psychic link.
Yeah.
And then click into the mediumistic link. But the difference is this, Maggie. In a psychic reading, I'm reading all about you, your life, your people around you that are living, your relationships to them, anything you want to ask me. I'm getting information from your higher self, your auric field, my own guidance, my own inner wisdom, and it's channeled through me. And when I'm linking mediumistically, I'm specifically looking for people on the other side that mean something to you personally, generally, that mean something to you personally.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not channeling Teddy Roosevelt for Maggie, okay? So, and I don't channel Teddy Roosevelt because I didn't know him, and I'm not sitting with someone who knew him. If I'm sitting with someone who knew Teddy Roosevelt, he may come through me because I'm the extension cord. So a medium is someone who is linking to the spirit realm like a radio channel or an extension cord and picking up information telepathically, mentally from that spirit. Psychic is when I'm psychically sensing Maggie has a deceased grandmother, but that's not a mediumistic link. I know Maggie has a grandmother in spirit, but I haven't clicked into the link yet with the spirit. I'm just clicking psychically with Maggie, and I know she's got... But that can open a link to the grandmother.
Yeah, I see.
So it's like stair steps. It's stair steps. And
yes,
if you were to follow that link and you were, say you're a psychic and you want to open your mediumship and you're kind of developing, you might say, oh, here comes the music. Okay,
well,
hold that thought
because I'm way into it. So,
okay.
As I said, we will come back, and I do want to get back to your children, but thank you so much. That was a wonderful explanation, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. I hope you come back. We're talking about, can anybody be a psychic?
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivemedium.com. That's devlivemedium.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Do you want to connect to your magical child? Merge your passions and creativity, unlock your imagination, and play with the angels. Come learn the Akashic Vibration Process with me, Maggie Chula, and the Master Teachers of the Akasha. Together we will mastermind, exploring questions, issues, blocks, creating possibilities, then ground your creations into your current timeline. Contact me. Go to MaggieChula.com and learn more. Create new possibilities today.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back to Mastermind with Maggie. And today we're talking to Catherine Glass, a professional psychic, and we're learning more about how you can become psychic or a medium, and more about that subject. But first, I would like to say a shout out to Shay Parker and the Best American Psychics, because both Catherine and Glass and I are very proud to be members of that group. And I know, Catherine, you were a Psychic of the Year. So
I was in 2013.
Very exciting. Yes. Yes. And you're fascinating to listen to. I just want to make sure we get to a couple of questions. I hope that's okay. One of them was, I know many people who come to me, part of it is because they're worried about their children. They're thinking their children are very sensitive. They're having difficulties in school. And I know we talk a lot about energy and boundaries and stuff, but considering you're psychic and you come from a multi-generational family, do you have anything that you could help us with? Because you have two sons, right? Who are growing through school and, maybe you're closer to this than I am. I'm a grandma now, so.
Right. Well, one of my sons, my younger one, actually is a medium, and he's actually delivered messages already at the age of 14 or 13, which kind of blew my mind. He came into a class I was teaching, and we were doing a practice circle, and he just jumped in, and so I let him because I felt I was there and he was in safe energy. But yes, and since he was a baby, he was pointing at spirits, and stuff. So I've worked with him and taught him everything that I've been taught to manage energy and to deal with being sensitive. I've taught him how to shield when he was dealing with bullying issues in junior high. I've taught him how to have Teflon aura and let energy run off of him like a frying pan that's slippery, so you don't take on other people's negativity. I've taught him about, taking salt baths and how to clear his field. But I will touch on this more. I just want to jump back to before the break. I was saying if you're a psychic and you wanted to follow that link of saying, I know Maggie has a grandma who's deceased, you can start psychically kind of the way you would do a psychic reading. What would you imagine her grandma to look like? And then just stay open, and you might find that as you feel like you're psychically reading, you're actually building a link to that spirit. Now, what happens, honestly, for true mediumship is it comes in very pretty quickly. I mean, it's like the biggest issue of psychic mediumship work is to trust what you are getting. Don't mess with it. Don't change it. Don't tweak it. Don't just give it, because then it's a pure, you are the extension cord. It's a pure connection. Okay.
Can I just share one more thing about my grandmother?
Sure.
She was a part of the Theosophical Society.
Oh, my goodness. You see, there are no accidents.
Funny,
they probably hooked us up.
Yes, exactly.
So there are no accidents, right?
Hey,
coincidence,
grandma.
Right? Hey. Our grandmas are probably sitting up there watching us right now.
Exactly.
So, no joke. So with your children, the thing I can say is my mother said to me, don't squash it. If they come to you, I just had a client the other day tell me his grandson came to him and said, I was playing with grandma in my room. Now, grandma has passed. And he didn't go, what are you talking about? That's not, grandma's gone. He said, really? Yeah. And then he pointed to the picture, her. Now, this child was 3 or 4. Grandma had died 4 or 5 years ago or whatever. And grandma's playing with him in his room. So he's a child. There's no way he could have known. He pointed to the picture and said, her, that lady. So when your children are letting you know, I was a soldier in my past life, mommy, and I died this way. And you say, oh, really? Tell me more. And you just allow it. You don't aggrandize it and make it amazingly spotlight on it, but you don't squish it. You just stay calm and you ask for them to share more, just like they're telling you about their day. And this validates them so they don't feel fearful or like they're cuckoo or bad, and certainly don't shame them for it. But then if you as a parent need direction and how to help them with the sensitivity and you don't know, There are lots of classes and books and workshops on that. I know Doreen Virtue has books called The Care and Feeding of the Indigo Child and Crystal and Rainbow Children. Go to that book right away, Doreen Virtue. There are lots of websites online. One is about starseed children that are coming in psychic and aware, completely awake. Look up starseeds. And, you know, my website, we did teach a class called Teen Queens, and this was for psychic girls, how to teach girls how to deal with energies and how to protect their energy field and how to deal with sensitivity, you know, especially in high school and junior high. And the reason we did it for girls basically is because girls tend to be more interested in that overtly. You know, of course it was all girls who signed up, but I would be very open to teaching young males as well. And my website is KatherineGlass.com, Catherine with a K, and you can go to events, and I have all kinds of classes and workshops for beginning, intermediate, and advanced level psychic and mediumship training. So, you know, just listen to your children, and if they tell you they're frightened of it, then talk to them about Archangel Michael, how he can protect them. Talk to them about putting a bubble of light around them at night and zipping up their bubble. And then you knock on the bubble and say, oh, let me in. I can't kiss you goodnight. And then they unzip the bubble and you open the bubble and you kiss them. And then you say, okay, zip it back up. And then they know that they are in a protective shield. And you as a parent can also ask the divine, ask the angelic realm, protect my child in light tonight. Surround them in a bubble of protection. You know, when you ask God, angels, divine, universal source, whatever you like to call it, shows up. When you call, they show up because you are joining the vibration with them. It's not that you have to beg. It's that you're opening your awareness to think of, hey, I want to be at your level of vibration. Will you please come and assist me? It, thinking about it, asking for it, makes you join the vibration of that frequency rather than hanging out in fear, which is a lower frequency. So prayer and asking and calling in or invocation of the angels and the angelic realm or the protectors or Christ or Buddha or whoever, that is you're immediately matching their frequency and then you're there with them.
Those are wonderful steps that people can take right now today to help.
Yep.
And I want to thank you for that because that is part of what I like to help people with on this show. Is what are some of the simple things that they could do right now today to help them, to help their family. So thank you for that. Those were great tips.
Absolutely.
For the parents. Absolutely. So,
yeah.
So going back to this, anyone can learn, because I believe that too. It's like a muscle. You need to practice, and it does give you self-confidence, self-esteem to go to a class.
Yes, and you don't have to become a professional, you know, to do
right.
this, guys. I mean, it's
right.
good to learn the basics about your energy field. What are your chakras? What are they for? Well, they are radio receptors of energy, and they govern your physical organs, your emotional body, your psychological mental body, and your spiritual body. So you might as well learn about them and how they respond to the world around you so that you can be more in charge of how you feel on any given day. And it'll help you understand who to call when you're out of balance, why you would see an energy healer or an acupuncturist, why you might see a shaman. You know, there are different areas of expertise for different aspects of energy healing, for example. And taking training in this doesn't mean you have to become a reader yourself, but you may feel called to go all the way and become professional. I could take piano lessons and I could learn how to sing and play piano for my own enjoyment, or I could get even better and decide to go to an open mic night. And better yet, if I felt called, I wanted to become a concert pianist, you know? So not everyone is called to do this on a day-to-day basis for the world. But
right.
you can develop the understanding and the experience and the ability to reassure you that you are a soul, a spirit in a human experience, and you are eternal. You don't die with this body. And there is more to the reality of existence than to the, you know, the physical eye. And that is one reason for understanding this paradigm shift we're having on Earth about the spiritual realms.
Right, right. And don't you think also, I mean, as we go into this new level of awareness, conscious awareness, that it's good to work with energy. It's good to understand who you are sort of on that soul level vibration, because the more clear you can become, the more you can help the others around you, whether you actively can help them or not. Just keeping your energy clear and open is...
Right. You become a catalyst. Yes, Maggie, and you become a healing presence for others. And not only that, it takes you out of victim consciousness. When people walked around believing that life is fated and this just happens to me and I just feel yucky every day after work and that's the way it is, I have a sucky job, you know, then you're sitting in misery and you're hanging out in a low vibration, and guess what? Your life is going to continue to reflect that reality for you. But if you understand how energy works and you understand that when you go into your office and you sit with your negative boss or negative coworkers, you are actually like a radio receptor picking up their energies. Mm-hmm. And you understand that, then you can learn how to clean that out, not take it on, shield yourself, and you can start to notice that the more you do that, the less you feel dragged down afterward. Or you may even decide, I don't want to associate with that kind of energy anymore. I'm going to shift departments or go to a different employment altogether. You get out of victim consciousness and recognize that you do have a say in your reality and how you feel.
Yes, absolutely. Couldn't have said that better myself.
Well, you know, I had a astrology chart done once for me, a Vedic astrology, which is the Indian version, East Indian version of astrology.
Ooh, yeah.
And they will tell you what your life path is, what your purpose is, really, your dharma it's called. And mine is the spoken and written word. So I'm just a really good articulator. I'm supposed to talk and teach and speak, and that's what I do.
Well, good for you. Good for you. And, you know, I hate to say this, but we're getting close to our last segment. And you and I both know the time goes so quickly. So I do want to make sure that we have time for you to share with us some of the new things that you're doing, because you had talked about the emerald glass portal, which I shared with you.
Oh, yeah.
The emerald mirror is one of the tools in the Akashic vibration. So I was
that's
excited
so cool, yes.
beyond compare that you would want to come on and talk about.
Yes, I'd love to. I'd love to share it. Yes. Thank you.
Okay, so come on back. We have one more segment left, and Catherine will share with us how you can go through her emerald glass portal. I can hardly wait.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches and healers, a soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Hey,
Have you ever wondered, what is the purpose of life? How can I do more, have more, be more? Do you want to talk to your angels, your higher wisdom? Have you tried? But here you are. I invite you to come take a class in the Akashic Vibration Process. Learn the language of your soul. Enhance your soul connection. Expand your soul vibration. Contact me. Go to MaggieChula.com and learn more. Let me help you interpret the language of your soul.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Mastermind with Maggie. And today we've been talking to my special guest, Catherine Glass. Catherine is a professional psychic medium who has studied with so many wonderful teachers and schools. And she's now, well, you have been teaching for a while, right, Catherine? But you
have something new.
A few years. Emerald Glass Portal?
Yes. So
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maggie. So I have a co-partner, a co-teacher. She's a medium, also a fellow medium and reader, and we have been teaching for about 4 years together now, psychic and mediumship development. And we came up with this wonderful way. Our students kept requesting, how can I, you know, have access to you guys between classes? Because sometimes it would be 3-4 months between levels of classes because our schedules are busy. And so we developed the Emerald Glass Portal. It's a Facebook page. It's a subscription. So for $22 a month, which is, gosh, less than the cost of a mochaccino and a manicure, you have access to two fully trained, well-experienced professional psychic mediums to ask any questions you have about development, about, you know, anything about the spirit world or anything about energy, energy healing, any questions you have, spirits, you know, ghosts, whatever you want to ask about. And we answer those questions. We also put up several videos, live streaming videos together, which are little like trainings on different topics such as protection, opening to channel, all different topics, chakra systems, all kinds of things. So you're getting, it's a place for you if you've ever been curious or wanted to know more or actually thinking developing yourself. You can get a lot of tips and experience there. Even we're thinking about maybe doing some practicum in there as we get more developed. We just opened it, I think, last month, the beginning of September, it just opened. We have about, I don't know, 15 members in there now, and it's growing really fast. So we'd love to have people know about that and to come on and sign up and join with us. It's really, really great. It's a private secret group, so once you're in, others don't know that you're in. Like, nobody can see your – it's not like a public post on Facebook. It's private.
That's fascinating.
Yep. So Emerald Glass Portal.
Yep, the Emerald Glass Portal. Okay.
Because she's Laura Emerald and I'm Catherine Glass, so it's kind of cool.
And what I had shared with Catherine was that is just so crazy because it is one of the advanced tools, because when I teach about the vibration of the soul and how to be in that state. And I just wanted to share once again with people that that Catherine was sharing some things that you could use right now today to help you, to help your children, protect your energy. And I know you were talking about a bubble of energy. And in the work that I do, I talk about connecting up to the heart of your soul and connecting into the heart of the earth and creating a column of energy. But it's really, it's similar because we're both talking about energy and how through using your consciousness and knowing that you're connecting up, it sort of gives that extra vibrational edge to be able to help you clear and cleanse and stay protected.
Yes. And you will find, are you talking specifically about children now or just anybody?
Just people in general, really all people, but we started out with children And
yeah, because I just do want to. I just want to.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Right. No, it's okay. I think you're going to say. I think you're going to say the same thing I was about to
probably,
say. I don't know which is
probably we're very
well close to it. I just want to reiterate that. Look, for those of you out there that are listening that are already psychics, mediums, working at whatever level you're working at, you know it's exhausting. It can be exhausting because you're vibrating very high when you're doing this work, and it feels fabulous when you're in it and you're working. It's later when you leave that environment and you go back to the mainstream material life, you know, doing the dishes, whatever you're doing, grocery shopping, out in the world, driving, you can feel like a deflated balloon. And it's important to replenish yourself, cleanse yourself, re-nourish yourself. You do have to live your life in a more conscious way. But the cool thing is the whole planet is now needing to start doing that. Whether they're actually practicing psychics or not, everybody is getting more sensitive and waking up. That's why you're seeing mediums on TV. That's why I'm having my classes fill up with people who've never, you know, weren't born into psychic families, etc. Because sensitivity is up because the vibration of the planet is getting more sensitive. And so we're becoming more telepathic, more empathic, and that can be draining if you can't maintain a lifestyle balance that harmonizes that sensitivity. So teaching your children about managing their energy, not overscheduling them and overbooking them, not overscheduling yourself, but balancing your life in a way that you have downtime. I work 3 weeks on. I take a full 7 days off. Every 3 weeks, I don't read for 7 days because that's my replenishing pool. I'm not one. I don't work, you know, 25, 40 hours a week.
Right. And well, and the other thing about that is we're all different. Everyone gets to be unique, and that's where it took me a little bit of time to interpret the classes that were coming through me and to feel comfortable that I don't have to know it all, that it's going to come through what I need to know for the group that's there. And I do know that, Catherine, you're also very sensitive to people, and so whatever class, I just would like to help people here that it's that you can take multiple classes. Catherine has, I have, on many different subjects. And hopefully when you take them, you also have that sense inside you that goes, is this right for me? Is this something that I believe in? Is this something that I can use? And if it is, you take it in. And if it isn't, you acknowledge and respect that it's somebody else's way, but it might not be yours.
Right. Exactly. I tell my clients that who come for readings, take what works for you, throw out the rest. Right. Some might make sense later. My readings are a lot also spiritual counseling. You know, it's helping people, giving them tools to take with them to improve themselves with whatever issue they've come to me with, you know, whether it's relationships or finances or health or whatever it is. And, you know, so Maggie, 100% absolutely right. Everyone is unique. There are working mediums and psychics out there who can pound it and work many more hours than I'm able to. My instrument needs, you know, I'm finally finding the rhythm that works for me. You know.
Good. Yes. I just want to get a couple of words in that to tell people that on our next week our topic is going to be from loss to legacy. So it is actually looking at it at a little bit of a different way. And my special guest is Chelsea Hansen, who is a grief counselor, and she's also an expert on grief. She's written several books about grief and grief support. So I would just wanted to make sure people know that we're going to talk about that side of loss. But if you have experienced grief, and we all have, and loss, we all have, it does help to go to someone like Catherine, who is a psychic medium and can tune in and get answers to you for you from the people that you are missing. So like you said, that story that you first shared, that you were sharing room with your mother who had lost her daughter, that's a that hit me in the heart very much. I just want to share with people that there's a lot of different ways for you to get help. And you are not alone. You're absolutely not alone. So
no, and you can get really quiet and connect with your loved ones in spirit yourself. You know, put a picture of them in front of you and say, "Mama, I miss you. Please please just let me feel your presence or knowing, give me a sign that you're hearing me. I promise you, they will bring signs. They will.
And don't you
just
think
look
part
for them.
Of it is just, yeah, opening up and accepting it's a sign. If you say that and right away you get this beautiful little baby bunny who runs in front of you, that little bunny is hearing something. I mean, I've had that happen to me and I've discounted it because it's like, oh, that's a bunny. No.
Right. Because you're on that vibration of perception, right? You're on the mundane perception. Yeah.
Once
you got to open your spiritual
vibration.
Eyes.
Right. Open your eyes.
Open your angel eyes.
Yes. So, okay. So I want to remind people that you can go and like my business Facebook page, which is Maggie Tula, Psychic Medium and Channel. And I also
she's awesome. She's read me personally.
Yes. And Catherine, your personal page is, I mean, your not your personal, your professional page was Catherine Glass.
My Facebook page is Psychic Catherine Glass Psychic Spirit Channel, and that's on Facebook. And then my website is just Catherine with a K, E-R-I-N-E, Catherine Glass, like a mirror, .com.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you so much for coming on. I
thank you for having me.
Remind people what the number was because I was so fascinated asking questions. So we'll have to have you on again, and this time I'll let other people ask questions.
Oh, that'd be great. I would love to.
Yeah. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Maggie.
And I want to remind people that no matter who you go to or what's going on in your life right now, there's always solutions. There's always help. And as Catherine has reminded us, you can just connect up and have the intention you want to talk to a loved one and then be open and let them come through. Whatever it is, know that that was a sign for you from your loved ones. So thank you, the amazing Catherine Glass. Thank you so much. Thank all of you for listening. And I do hope that you come back next week and listen to Chelsea, who has a different way to help you through grief. From loss to legacy. Okay. Love you. See you next week. Bye-bye.